Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring.
If you're hearing Sweet Caroline, and oh, by the way, yes, this is Shukri Wright here of the Shukri Wright Show of 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. You know how much I absolutely despise this song. I absolutely despise that song. So, yeah, so thank you, Automation, for ruining my mood. The Shukri Wright Show coming your way in 90 seconds.
Touching me, touching you. The night and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
That is more like it. Absolutely more like it. Get that godforsaken song off the radio airwaves, please. Thank you. And thank you once more. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Getting me pissed off already on a Monday night, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. Is this how we're gonna start the show? Playing freaking Sweet Caroline? Like, this has to be some sort of poetic justice for all of those months back in the summer ranting and raving about how Sweet Caroline needs to be banned from Fenway. But no, the first song I hear on Automation, Sweet Caroline, makes me want to punch someone in the face. Like, I thought I was going to be a lot more calmer, a lot more relaxed, a lot more chill. But no, here's a little Sweet Caroline for you. Just to piss off your spirit. Go ahead and be a little Grinch on the air. Yeah, why not? Why not? Why not? Phone lines are open at 855. Here I am about to say 617. No, 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. This should give you a good example of how much I really despise that song. Launch that song and send that song into absolute orbit, please. Thank you. I'd appreciate that. Nonetheless, happy to be here with you on a Monday night, talking sports. And here we are on Monday, December 13th. Oh, Lord. And Christmas is in 12 days. New Year's Eve is in, what, 18 more days? 18 more days. I swear this month is flying by so fast, it's not even funny. But I digress. Want to know what else is flying by so fast? The NFL season. The Patriots didn't play over the weekend, of course, because they are on their bye. And they return to action this upcoming weekend on Saturday night. Not Sunday, on Saturday night in Indianapolis against the Colts. But, I'm going to start off by talking the NFL because there were games yesterday. And yes, I did get the chance to watch good chunks of the Buffalo Bills and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game yesterday. And man, there's quite a few things that I need to get off my chest because I wasn't here with you last Monday. First things first. Number one, Sean McDermott, how are you doing? Truthfully, because right now, things ain't looking too good for you, my friend. And neither are things looking good for your team. Let's start with the fact that Buffalo, yeah, despite them nearly coming back to win that game yesterday against Tampa Bay, in which for some inexplicable reason, they just decided to say, hey, we're not going to play in the second half. We got such a big lead. Let's take our foot off the pedal. No big deal. And that's exactly what happened. Until Tom Brady did what Tom Brady did best. Now you're going to have those that'll say, well, the referees helped them yet again. Just cut it out, please. Cut it out. I think the biggest thing that you could at least admit to yourself is the Buccaneers, when they are going full throttle, good luck. And let's be honest, Tom Brady doing what he did yesterday, especially on that game-winning touchdown pass, was it really surprising? No. 55-yarder. Not really. Was it all that surprising that the Bills, despite getting rattled in the first half, that they were able to like find themselves again in the second half? Not really. Was it entirely surprising that Sean McDermott continues to make bozo decisions by a head coach? No, not really. Because you saw it. You saw last Monday night. You know what? Yes. Last Monday night. You saw last Monday night, Patriots-Bills, in which that Sean McDermott absolutely got pantsed over and over. He got pantsed. Then he was basically given a wet willy. That's what it was. But yesterday, I really could not believe some of the things that I saw in overtime. One of them in which was the play calling. I mean, the play calling definitely left me with a lot more to be desired. Like, truthfully. One in which, not going for it on 4th and 2, you really should have gone for it 4th and 2. Big time. Which is part of the reason why, after yesterday's game, I put out a video that accompanied with it on Twitter, in which I posed the following question, because right now, here's your top three teams in the AFC. Patriots, Titans, and the Chiefs. They're all at 9-4. All of them. Right? Which one of the three teams is currently the best team in the AFC right now? And I said that it is the New England Patriots. And I went on to explain that, listen, it's not because of the fact that I'm a Patriots fan, but I'm a firm believer that in the NFL, coaching matters, especially when you're playing meaningful games in December going into January. And if you were to sit here and try to tell me, out of the three teams I just mentioned between the Patriots, Titans, and Chiefs, who are the head coaches? Bill Belichick, Mike Vrabel, and Andy Reid. Out of those three, which coach do you trust unequivocally the most coaching in meaningful games in late December into January? If your answer is not Bill Belichick, then you're a fool. You are an absolute fool. This is someone who has mastered the craft of coaching in meaningful games, especially as the weather gets colder. I mean, you don't win as much as he did over the course of 20 years with Tom Brady in New England without knowing how to win big games in December. And, oh, by the way, it's December 13th, and the Patriots are back to playing meaningful games in December after a one-year hiatus. So is it a coincidence? No. And Sean McDermott, and I'm telling you, I've been saying this for a little while now to some folks off the air. Don't be like Icarus. Don't be like Icarus. You fly too high, you get burned. You fly too low, you fall. Don't get too high, don't get too low. But Sean McDermott was living off the high of last year. Oh, 13-3. We got this. We own this division. It's our division now. Huh. Tell me, how has that worked out for you over the last 5-7 weeks? I'm serious. Tell me, how much has that worked for you? It hasn't. Hasn't really gone on that well. Because guess what? In your last three losses, your losses came against the Indianapolis Colts, the New England Patriots, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Who, oh, by the way, all three teams, 90%+ chance that they're going to be in the playoffs. So that should be very concerning if you're a Bills fan living in New England or elsewhere. You should be concerned. Because now you have questions from your head coach, like serious questions at that, one of which is, how does he handle himself and how does he compose himself when coaching in meaningful games that are either tied or close late in ball games? And two, when the games get bigger, how does he handle the pressure? And folks, you've got your answer in three straight weeks. The answer is not good. He cannot handle the pressure. He cannot handle coaching in meaningful games. You saw it for 3 weeks in a row. And don't even get me started on the embarrassing performance at home against the Indianapolis Colts, in which Jonathan Taylor absolutely, like, bulldozed the Bills defense all game long. Don't even get me started. But the proof is in the pudding. So spare me the personal emotion of, oh my gosh, look at you. You're so harsh on the Bills. Well, you damn right I am. Here's why. Because if you watch the games the last 3 weeks, hell, even the last 5 weeks, you see exactly what I'm talking about. For a team that thinks they have got it all figured out. Oh, we own the division now. We're the kings of the AFC East. Now you're getting a real taste of reality. Don't get too high. Because you still got the chess mastered in Bill Belichick in the division. Every champion takes his hits or takes his lumps. Belichick sure as hell did in 2020. But he's back. And that performance last Monday night against the Patriots? Ho, you let a quarterback that threw only three times, literally three times, beat you at home. Belichick basically stared at you in the eyes and looked at your soul and said, come here, you worthless slime, and ripped your soul out of your chest like the dead carcass that you are in Buffalo. That's exactly what he did. Shocking? Nah. But what's shocking is that a quarterback that only threw the ball three times beat you, and you did nothing to adjust. Nothing. If that's not telling, then I don't know what is. So the Bills, they lose to the Patriots and Bill Belichick, and then they lose to Tom Brady. Doesn't that sound awfully familiar? To us, it sounds like music. Sounds like music to my ears over the last 20 years for Patriot fans. Oh, by the way, and Brady is 33-3 against the Bills. No big deal, right? Right? Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. 33-3. The Bills fans and the Bills Mafia can basically say the same words that Pedro Martinez infamously said in 2004. Just tip your hat and call them, the Patriots, your daddies. Except Pedro said that about the Yankees in 2004. But you get my point. If you want to call in, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. We are just getting started as I'm here with you live until 7 o'clock Eastern on this Monday evening, December 13th. Hope you all had a great Thanksgiving and having a good holiday season so far. But man, if the NFL is about to hit fever pitch, it sure did yesterday. Because now, the next 4 weeks, moving on out, whoo, must see TV. Coming up next, why coaching absolutely matters. Head coaching in December absolutely matters if you are a fan of a team that's in contention. I'm going to tell you exactly what I am talking about coming up next right here on the Shukri Wright Show, right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is yours truly, Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Reform Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Welcome back to the Shook Me Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to listen to the program live as I come to you from the WMFO studios in Medford, Massachusetts. Call in. The phone lines are open at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. And NFL, it's been the theme since the start of the show. I talked about how the Bills losing yesterday basically exposes furthermore how Sean McDermott does not handle well pressure in big games and my thoughts on that, and as well as, you know, gave a little bit of the Patriots side of things as well. But if you listen to the first segment, I basically gave a little bit of everything and so forth. But this segment in particular, I actually want to talk about something that I think NFL fans need to talk about more. And I'm on Twitter a lot more than I am on Facebook. But I can tell you, as much as we talk about the star quarterbacks of the game today, obviously Tom Brady still on top of that list, and like the Patrick Mahomes of the world and the Josh Allens of the world and the Lamar Jackson of the world and so forth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But how often are we honestly having conversations about head coaches, coaching in big games, why it absolutely matters in the NFL? If you got thoughts on that, call me. 855-915-9636 is the phone number to call. And I'm going to tell you exactly why and a whole list of reasons why it absolutely matters. I'm going to start with the not-so-obvious example. Matt McCarthy. Go look at Matt McCarthy with the Dallas Cowboys. Look at his record in December and January. Now, a lot of you would think, well, he's won a Super Bowl with Green Bay in 2010. That is correct. He did. But post-2010, I'm talking about from 2011 on, how has he been in December and January? What is his accomplishment exactly? He's only won one NFC Championship game during his time in Green Bay. Now, he's still early on in his tenure with the Dallas Cowboys. Let's make that abundantly clear. But there's a reason why he's only won one NFC title game. Other than that, his record and his resume, an NFC Championship game collapse 2014. How could we all forget? Let's see. An NFC Championship game blowout loss to the Atlanta Falcons in 2016. How could we all forget? 2011, you go 15-1. Woo! First round and first seed in the NFC, and guess who you lose to? Eli Manning and the ultimate Super Bowl champion, New York Giants. But you see a pattern here, right? Right. As much as we talk about Matt McCarthy and him being a guy who has experience, he's won a Super Bowl and so forth, but I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Since 2010, he actually has a losing record in the playoffs. He has a losing record in December. Now, I brought up Matt McCarthy as an example. I'm going to bring on another example for you. In terms of current head coaches around the NFL who struggle in December, January. Another example that comes to mind, you could say the Steelers. Yes. And I know this is going to sound shocking, hot take central, whatever you want to label it as, and that's fine. But I legitimately want you to think about this for a moment. Since winning the Super Bowl in 2008, How has Mike Tomlin fared in December and as well as in January when he's playing in playoff games? Truthfully, he won the Super Bowl in 2008. Yes. Since then, he got to another Super Bowl and lost. Cool. He got to an AFC title game against the Patriots in 2016 and lost. And he started out well last season, but stumbled down the stretch and lost in the wild card game to whom? Oh, by the way, he lost to the Cleveland Browns. But also, this is a guy in which that he's a good coach. Let's make no mistakes about it. However, what I'm talking about is resumes when you're coaching in meaningful games in mid-January going into January. Mid-January going forth and as well as like December as well. Tomlin, McCarthy, those two guys, good coaches otherwise, but the bigger the game, the more of a boob they become on the sideline. Oh, how can we forget about Sean McDermott? Oh, that's right. But last year he made it to the AFC title game against Kansas City. A game that America knew that they had no chance of winning. Yes. Yes. Cool. Great. But outside of that, his record in December, going into January, not that impressive. He's been there for how long, huh? Going back to what, 2017? And that was also when he had Tyrod Taylor as their starting quarterback back then? Right. In 2017, Buffalo was a wild card team. Last year, they were the division champions for the first time since 1999. Okay. Now, look at what they've done this season. Meaningful games in December. Hasn't fared well. And I think it's imperative that if we're going to talk about elite teams in the NFL, as we're now in mid-December, you have to talk about head coaches who have fared well and have had a fair amount of success coaching deep into January. Andy Reid has had a fair level of success in most recent seasons. Obviously, Bill Belichick. And the reason why I hadn't even mentioned Bill Belichick, because Bill Belichick is in a whole other stratosphere by himself. But he had Brady. Well, you're going to hold that against him? Hello? I mean, if this season has proven anything else, that Belichick was equally as responsible for the Patriots' dominance during that 20-year stretch when he had Brady as quarterback. And Brady's having success down in Tampa Bay. But more on that later on. But the point is, why is head coaching so important in the NFL, especially when you're coaching in December, going into January? Because you begin to see the experience of those who have been in big spots and have to make the right coaching decisions, and those who wilt under pressure and make the wrong ones that cost their team games. In games that they need to win, that in turn cost them appearances in the playoff. It matters. It absolutely matters. There's a reason why Belichick has been as successful as he's been. There's a reason why that folks like, for example, Jimmy Johnson back in the day, Bill Walsh back in the day, were as successful as they were in December going into January and as well as January as well. Because they knew how to manage the game when the games got bigger and the pressure and the stakes went higher. That's not a coincidence. And oh, by the way, Belichick right now, he's still the best head coach in the NFL. And he's proven it week in and week out. So for those that are out there that are thinking, well, look at this guy. This guy's a complete Patriots homer. No. What I am is I'm sitting here telling you that Belichick, what he's been able to do, especially ever since, what, week 6? And the turnaround that he's been responsible for? You got to give him credit. Sorry. But the defense, there's no defense playing better than the Patriots defense right now in the NFL. And the only team that has a case in terms of playing the best defense in the NFL over the last 5 to 7 weeks, the Kansas City Chiefs, who have been almost identically as red hot as the Patriots have been. Coaching, Andy Reid. Andy Reid was the guy for years in Philadelphia. Can't win the big one. Didn't get to like, what, 4 or 5 NFC title games when he was the Eagles head coach? Yeah, he only won one. That was 04. 04, he won the NFC title game only to lose to the Patriots in the Super Bowl. Other than that, his time in Philadelphia was marked with disappointments. He can get to the NFC title game, but couldn't win it. He goes to Kansas City, 2018. He gets to the NFC title game. Against who? Bill Belichick. Belichick and the Patriots win that one. They prevail. The very next year, Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, they finally break through. With a young quarterback by the name of Patrick Mahomes, and they win the Super Bowl. And the point that I'm making is coaching. It matters in late December and January. Why do you think head coaches shine through when they have a better idea of how to coach situational football? And there's none better than Belichick. He is the golden standard, period. Whether you like the Patriots or not. But speaking as a knowledgeable football fan who understands the ins and outs of the game, if you turn around and said to me that, oh, by the way, what coach in the NFL would you rather have on the sideline in January? My answer is Belichick. Are you crazy? Why is that even a topic of discussion? If you want to stack up, like, for example, Belichick against McDermott, have fun. Well, at least McDermott got to an AFC title game in a year in which that there was a pandemic and the Patriots, they were resetting basically. They were practically, it was a reset year. Belichick, McDermott. Who are you taking? I'll take Belichick. Thank you. Belichick against Andy Reid. Who are you taking? My answer is Belichick. Belichick against Sean McVay of the Los Angeles Rams. Belichick, coaching advantage matters. It absolutely matters late in the year. And the only head coach who's really had his number in the postseason was Tom Coughlin, but he's no longer coaching in the NFL right now. And we all know the two Super Bowl losses against the Giants. We all remember that. I don't need to go any further than that. Like, why conjure up bad memories of painful losses? So with that being said, head coaching in the NFL matters, especially as you get to late in the season, and here we are as week 15 begins and will commence on Thursday. And the games begin to increase in importance, especially for the playoff race and seedings in both the AFC and the NFC. Coming up next, Brady versus Belichick. Why one particular reason I am actually eager to have this conversation. And it's a conversation that we need to have. That and your phone calls at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This is Strictly Rights. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I wanna be the one with you. Just the two of us.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free From Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to join on this Monday evening, December 13th, 2021. Always appreciated for those who are able to tune in wherever you are. Feel free to call into the program at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. As we are going to continue to keep this train moving along. And Brady versus Belichick, we've heard it a lot this season, especially in the last few weeks as the Patriots have gone on this torrid rampage these last 7 weeks, going into a big matchup against the Indianapolis Colts, in which a lot of people are hoping or anticipating Patriots Bucks. What a Super Bowl that would be, and that being right now the most favored Super Bowl matchup for this upcoming Super Bowl 56, which is in Los Angeles in 2 months. I mean, obviously, a lot can change between now and then, so we'll see what happens. So, with that being said, Brady versus Belichick. What's the deal? There was an article that I saw earlier today that I thought it was going to be really interesting to talk about on this program, and I'm going to talk about it now. And one of the things that has stood out to me is that when you talk about how this year in particular, what everything that went on going into the big rematch of the century between Brady versus Belichick back in week four of the season, I think it's imperative that you talk about the big topic of conversation. Would they have been able to achieve the success that they've had without one another if it wasn't for fate? If it wasn't for fate bringing them together? Because we all remember the story about Belichick, getting hired by the New York Jets, and he wanted total roster control. He wouldn't get it. And then spurning the Jets and getting hired by the New England Patriots in January of 2000. Only a few months later, you know, drafting some guy named Tom Brady, sixth round, pick number 199. You know, so with all of that being said and taken into consideration, I think it's healthy to wonder. Now that both individuals have gone on separate paths, but obviously Belichick still remaining the head coach of the New England Patriots, and Brady going to Tampa Bay, and in his first season, all he does is win a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, a team that was previously known to be perpetual losers. Now, the question becomes, what happens now? What happens now in the raging debate of Brady versus Belichick? Which guy would you prefer to have currently as it currently stands? That's the question I'm going to pose. Who would you rather have right now at this current stage of the season? Tom Brady or the head coach? The phone lines are open. Give me your thoughts at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. And I think it's a question that's worth asking, because as much as we talk about Brady being the favorite to win the NFL MVP award, and Belichick, you know, being favored to win the Coach of the Year award, but let's be honest, are the writers going to really give Belichick the award, giving what he has done and who he is? Or are they going to look for some other guy, like, you know, a guy like Cliff Kingsbury, for example, and say, you know what, that guy deserves it? Because look what he's doing with Kyler Murray in Arizona in the year that he's having out in the desert. And that's understandable. Totally understandable. If Belichick doesn't win the award, would it be highway robbery? Not entirely. Although Patriot fans may disagree and say, well, it would be, because look what he's done. You know, look what he's been able to do and so forth. But the reality is this. The reality is that you have both guys who are as good as they are as a quarterback and a head coach. That's a fair question to ask. We're going to go to Tim in Canton. You're on the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, Shukri. I know this conversation's been going on for a long time about who would you choose, but I think it's a never-ending question, but hands down for me, it's got to be Belichick.
And what's your reason why?
Brains over body. As the body ages, the brain will always win. I mean... How much longer do you think Brady has in the tank?
I say another good, solid 2 years. Solid two years at most.
I would agree two at most. I'm saying one. And how many do you think Belichick has?
Belichick could go on for another 4 or 5 years if he wanted to, and that's ultimately his decision. And you bring up a solid point, but I want to bring up a counterpoint to that. You mentioned brains. Brains over body. Okay. You want the guy who is ultimately the mastermind. Brady is the mastermind of the offense down in Tampa Bay. What he did was bring New